It's gonna be a grand adventure.
Haha, stop it, guys. You're creeping me out.
Are you Rana? Can you understand me now?
Legionnaires, run!
We must keep moving.
Bring it!
Take off his faceplate. Caleb?
I bet they don't even miss you.
Tre Impenio, the seekers of truth.
One may ask a question and receive the absolute truthful answer.
No, Sean. You must never surrender yourself to a terrible fate. You must fight until you cannot.
You're not dreaming.
You are doomed, which means that you have great potential. Greater than Vesmer's, or my own.
You will become the doorway for Michael and Catherine to return to your world. But you cannot follow them. This is the last hope you will ever know.
Master the use of Odin? Most do not in their whole lives.
Maybe there's some reason we wound up here. Something we're supposed to do.
Imagine how a thing can be done and have enough willpower to cause Odie to make it happen.
Absolutely not!
Mike!
There is nothing more we can do for him.
He's alive! He's alive!
We shall begin our relationship anew as teacher and student.
He's been out for 6 weeks.
Meek may not desire to wake up.
No, Shauna. I can't lose you, too.
We're all acting, Shauna. You most of all.
If anyone desires to find you, you have made it easier for them.
You look as if you have not slept.
Tell me everything. What do you believe?
Well, she called me
when he tried to...
Shauna Brown.
Ranche, if the truth behind your dreams comes to pass, there is nothing I can do. Nothing anyone.
Shauna Brown.
But more fire for wasting your time.
Shauna Brown.
I'm with you till the bitter end. And that's a promise.
Shauna Brown. Come on, foolish girl. It is time to face the future.
Oh my God. Real.
You have the most peculiar dreams, Shauna.
Please just leave me alone, please.
Can you say for certain that you are not dreaming now? That we are not some ill dream born into this world by your sleepless fears?
You can't be real.
We are.
Leave now.
Ask nicely.
Leave now, or I will roast you. You know that I can.
Ah. So you do have strength. Lord Orin will be most pleased.
Work, stupid magic!
And what of your plans for Silver Knight? You would surrender your fragile shift to your fears? Perhaps our hopes are misplaced.
How do you know about that?
We know all, Shauna. And we are patient. We have waited.
For what?
You. All this has been prelude. A crucible, as you have said, to prepare you for what comes next. You will be magnificent.
Archon!
Always you call for her. Archon! Archon! You cannot depend on them. You have learned this.
Archon, help!
Never surrender yourself to a terrible fate. You must fight until you cannot. But you prefer to flee.
Leave me alone.
Flight is the path of the weak, Shauna. You squander your strength.
Shay, are you Rana?
See where your flight takes you, Shauna Brown. But remember, it was the path you chose. There is a better way.
Shay, what
is Archon,
going on?
Run!
What?
Run! Can we bolt it from the outside?
No, why would...
I don't hear anything. Maybe it left.
What was it?
It's real, Archon. It found me.
What is real?
We have to go. I'll tell you on the way.
Go, but...
Now, we're not safe here.
Nai-Nai, grant me a moment to gather some things and warn my parents.
Let's go now.
I will be but a moment. Be brave, Shay.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Catherine, Zana, wake up! Do you see it anywhere, Archon?
No, Shay, but there is something.
Yeah, I can sense it too. Catherine, wake up!
Shay, Archon, what?
No time, Zana. Ward the door behind us.
Okay, no.
Catherine!
What is the trouble?
It would seem that something is pursuing
Shay. The Winged Herald of Orin.
What?
We're leaving now. Pack your stuff and bring your bow.
But...
Do it!
Okay, just give me a second.
Okay, I'm going to call Mike.
The Winged Herald is truly pursuing her?
I do not know. It is possible that something is, but I am uncertain precisely what...
Body of a big black bird, withered face of an old woman. Sounds like the Winged Herald to me. At least now I know I'm not completely crazy.
Willana?
Fesmer, you and Mike need to come to Zana's now.
Are we late for work?
No, just come right now.
It's still night.
Yes, I need you to...
Wait. Is something wrong, Shay?
Yes! Get over here now!
Certainly, Shay. I will see you tomorrow.
He hung up on me! Unbelievable. Mike!
Sean?
Wake Fesmer up and get over here now.
What's wrong?
Just trust me, okay?
Okay, we're there.
And bring... weapons.
Fesmer's remaining explosives are all in Zana's cellar, Shay. We will have them ready when Meek and Fesmer arrive.
Some of those hideous things are still in my cellar.
And thank the good Lord for that. Grab the spell bombs and whatever else might be useful, Archon. Zana, I need to call Jareth at university.
Allow me.
Okay, I'm ready. What is going
on? Catherine, help Archon get weapons from the basement.
I don't
do
know.
Do it!
Only one?
Jareth?
This is the general president for University House, Cat Palmer. How may I direct your inquiry?
Okay, great. I'm trying to get a hold of Jareth.
You wish to hold Jareth?
I'm trying to get in touch with Jareth. I wish to speak with him.
Did he place an order for Big Pie?
What? No.
Oh, because I see that you were calling...
Just put Jareth on now.
A moment.
Do not have time for this.
Shay, how may I assist you?
Food would be good. Spare cloaks. We're gonna be outside until Silver Knight's apex.
But that is not for another day.
I know, but we can't risk staying here. Jareth?
Apologies. Jareth does not seem to be in his room.
Where else would he be? Doesn't he need permission to leave his room?
Oh, yes, you are correct. That was his former room. Forgive me. I had forgotten that he recently moved to faculty housing. You want to call University House Tarandondi?
I don't know how. Can't you just connect me?
Yes. Forgive my adult mind. Yesterday's new calm was not so calm for my house, if you understand.
Don't care. Connect me now.
Well, see if I ever place an order at Zana's again.
This is taking way too long.
Oh, Meek and Fesmer. Okay, no.
We're here, Shauna.
You didn't bring any weapons.
Or what, we were supposed to?
Forget about it. Just help Catherine and Archon find some downstairs.
Oh, because we could just run back and...
Willana, this is Jareth, lesser instructor of OD studies, rank...
Jareth.
Shay, this is quite unexpected.
No time. I need you to meet us at Zana's. We're leaving now.
Now? But I thought you would wait until tomorrow before...
Plan changed. If we don't leave now, we might not ever.
Nai-Nai! Leave immediately. I will find you at the clearing.
Okay. Be careful, Jareth.
Always, Shay.
As I was saying, we could just run back and...
No, help Zana prepare food and supplies.
In fact, I have finished. Merely assist me in packing them, Sanjay.
Archon, how can you expect me to believe a word out of your mouth when
Catherine,
all I
Archon, what did you find?
Nothing.
3 explosives, 5 wooden swords, and a small wooden shield.
You're kidding me.
Only 3 explosives?
Yeah, fine by me. Fewer spell bombs, the better.
This is going to have to do. We have Catherine's bow, Fesmer's magic, and you two can use the sword sticks.
We also have your magic. That's no small thing.
I can't use it until I cast shift, and the Herald knows that. Okay, everyone ready?
I believe so.
Shay, regarding my advice to 3 days past...
About how I should run?
Yes, I did not imagine it would be so literal, but I know that you will overcome this.
I don't know.
I do. You must acknowledge your strength, lest you squander it.
What did you say?
You are strong, Shay. And you must remember that. For yourself, and for Meek and Gaith.
I'll try.
When you came here, we gave you a new name. One that would serve not only to conceal your true names, but to symbolize your new life here. Shay means warrior. At the time, it seemed the most appropriate choice, and now I see that it was... But it was a name of youth.
Zana, I'm sorry, but I really...
I will never again see you. Grant us this one moment. Had you been born here, your mentor would gift you with a second syllable. It is a form of blessing, of certainty in oneself, and thus it is strengthening.
Mm-hmm.
As I have come to know the three of you and your customs better, the more I find our worlds are not so different. I think it best that, for your remaining time here, you shall be known as Shayna.
Chagrendi, Zana.
Go now. Lakin Drayan Warcha, Shayna.
Lakin Drayan Warcha, Jola Matenaran, Drain Penyo. All right, guys, let's pack up. Mike, are you able to take point?
Yeah, I'm able.
Zana.
Okay, Voluna.
Can I give you a hug?
Of course, Gay.
Thank you so much for everything. I'm really going to miss you, Zana. I'm sorry, I'm really not good at goodbyes.
This is not goodbye, Kate. Remember your time here. Nurture what you have learned. And do not be too hard. That path leads to a dark, lonely place. It is not weakness to open your heart to others.
I'll try.
Zana.
Meek.
Sorry for breaking lots of stuff.
It is Rana, Meek. Things to break, but that which replaces them is often stronger.
Okay. Cool. Hey, I hope Mr. Ham works out for you, because otherwise,
I will be forced to follow you to Boston and extort the remaining debt from you.
Whoa. Good one.
Why is that funny?
Oh.
All right, everyone ready?
Always.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
You were joking, right?
Mike?
What? Why are you all looking at me?
I know him guide you all to the truths you seek.
Tell me again, Shayna, so I can commit every detail to memory. You said the feathers were black. Were they purely black, or perhaps also highlighted with gray?
Oh, so now you're interested.
I was interested before. When you first told me of your ill dreams, I said
that... You gave me some conspiracy theories and offered to show me pamphlets. You weren't so interested in specifics. No one was.
Apologies. I am now.
Now that we know it's real and not just Shauna being sleep-deprived and crazy, you mean?
Actually...
What, Archon?
We cannot say for certain that it is real.
What?
It is not that I do not believe you, Shayna.
What the hell are you talking about? You saw it too!
In truth, I do not know that I saw anything.
Big, smelly black vulture with an old woman's face perched on my bed? Crazy, evil bird woman laughter? Ring any bells?
Did it also have a bird's beak in place of a woman's mouth?
It was very dark. I heard a sound, but I do not know what it was.
You felt something, at least, right?
The mind can lie to you, Shayna. Especially when it dances on the edge of sleep. I'm not saying there is no threat, but...
Fine, whatever.
Wonder what that was all about.
Something happened, then we stopped. Now we're moving.
Har har. Seriously, looked like Shauna was yelling at Archon.
Yep.
Guess she is pretty stressed out.
Archon does have that effect on people. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to badmouth your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend. Well, no, she's not. What's with the bitter act?
What bitter act?
Since the dance, you've been bitter. Well, more bitter than usual.
I'm just looking forward to getting home, that's all.
You are?
No, not really. You?
No, not so much. Gotta say, this Silver Knight thing, with the moon's waxing full, bathing all in its magical glow, not so impressed.
Silver Knight is tomorrow night, Mike.
So why are we going early? I could be sleeping!
Mike, have faith in Shauna.
What was that, Catherine?
Nothing important.
Shauna, are you okay? I mean, you know, considering...
Well, now that we're moving, I'm doing better.
So, we're really going home?
I certainly hope so. Now, keep it down.
Hey, Fesmer, isn't this where we...
Indeed.
Do I want to know?
Last time I was here, Fesmer and I were running from guys on hover bikes.
Waloren.
Well, at least we know we're going in the right direction.
Would any of you care for some food?
Come on, I don't think it's the right time for that.
Actually, I could eat. What do we have?
You will never guess.
Pig pies.
Well, what is this I detect? Do you tire of this exceptional cuisine?
Yes!
Well, I guarantee you will miss them when you are gone. Have some. Shay, you need to support your strength.
Oh my god, what is it with everybody in that word tonight?
Apologies. That is a no, then.
Actually, now that I'm coming off my adrenaline rush, I am starving. Thank you. You know, I wish we were meeting Jareth now instead of at the clearing.
Why?
I just feel safer.
But you are perfectly safe with us.
Right. After all, what do I have to be afraid of besides bad dreams?
I did not intend that, Shanna. Your sleep has been scarce at best, and it is not unknown to see ill dreams in waking hours when one is so exhausted, as you surely must be.
Oh, hey, remember when we were attacked by zombies? Or did I dream that, too?
Undying are an unfortunate part of life here in Laundi, but the Winged Herald, it is a children's tale.
And what of Orin?
Lord Orin would have to be over 800 years old, Fesmer.
Yes, but what of the Legion of Orin?
Prulao at their Antennity was created shortly after Orin's time. Do you also believe that the founders of university live today? Perhaps they hold seminars on immortality.
Perhaps they do.
You are a dear friend, Fesmer, but you are ill-informed. You know very little of the world.
And you do, Archon? What of Zana's stories, the living hand of Doro?
Fesmer, Senge, do not cause me to laugh. You cannot honestly believe that that
story
was entirely
true. That's my name.
Story was
not yes.
True. That's exactly can we talk? What I'm saying. It was
sure.
To, it was
Zana
alone?
Lies. Oh, she experienced okay.
We're leaving now?
No, Catherine just wants to show me something.
I will come with you.
No need. I have my bow, and I don't miss.
But Archon, it's perfectly safe. Nothing to fear, right?
Correct.
Great. See you guys in a bit.
Girl talk, pshaw. What's wrong? Something's bothering you.
Oh, well, it has been a bothersome evening for all, Meek.
Yeah, but...
I appreciate your concern, Meek, but in truth, there is no cause for it.
Okay.
What?
Hmm?
Why did you laugh?
I laughed?
You did, a little.
I'm known for that. Bit of a laughaholic sometimes. I get it from my father's side of the family. No, wait.
You were laughing at me.
I can quit whenever I want.
I do not have time for this.
Wow, you got somewhere else to be?
No.
Maybe you can fool everyone else with that tough girl act, but I can see right through you.
You can?
Yep, I know all your dirty little secrets.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. You're afraid of losing us.
Ah!
We've turned everything upside down, now we're leaving.
It is true.
And look, this is a little awkward with Fesmer sitting right here, but...
I simply pretend I am not. It should not prove difficult.
If there'd been more time, you know, I kind of wish that,
Yes?
Here's when you're supposed to know exactly what I'm thinking, so I don't have to spell it out, make an ass of myself.
There is no need. You always say precisely what you are thinking, Meek. I admire that.
Really? Gets me in a lot of trouble.
It is an unusual quality, which can be mistaken for an ill quality, I suppose, but I do admire you a great deal. I, too, wish there was more time.
Well, maybe.
No, Meek, you must leave.
Why?
It is best that you do not remain. This simply is not your world. Its problems, its trials, they are not yours.
Says who?
Says me.
Well, I do believe this pie is the best that Zana's ever made.
Oh, really?
Indeed. No other has quite been this savory.
And will we have a chance to confirm this before you finish the entire thing?
Likely not. But, Senjen, do not let me interrupt. You were speaking of problems and trials? It was transfixing. I was most certainly transfixed.
Are you going to kill him, or should I?
I see no reason that we cannot both kill him.
I could drop a tree on you.
It's true, he could.
Alas, thwarted again.
I think we're good, Catherine. I can't hear the others anymore.
Oh.
What?
See the scorch marks on these two trees?
Barely. Why?
I helped Jareth set a ritual trap here when we were running from the Legionnaires that first day.
Huh.
We couldn't stop and go back. I think we may have killed the pilot. And I helped. If I had known what Jareth was doing, the more I think about it, the more I keep replaying it in my head. I don't see the Walor or wreckage or anything. They must have come back and cleaned it up.
Is this what you wanted to show me?
No, I didn't even know where we were.
Oh, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, oh God, where do I start?
Wherever you want, just so long as you do.
This is really difficult for me to say.
You want to stay in Laundi?
No, well...
It's fine, just do whatever you want, Catherine, it's your life.
That's not it, Shauna. I mean, yeah, it's crossed my mind.
So but... stay, it's fine.
What are you doing?
What?
Why are you trying to convince me to stay?
I'm not. It's what you want, isn't it? Mike, too. You're both having such a blast here. I don't want to ruin the party for you, so I'll just go.
Oh, yeah, because it's been a thrill a minute for me. Everyone hooking up with everyone else while the friendless, miserable hag is stuck with Mr. Ham.
Oh, boo-hoo. You hated the dance. Seems like you're only happy when you're screaming your head off about colonialism something or others.
Well, there aren't too many happy moments to pick from between Mike's coma and your cranky attitude.
Oh, cranky? Considering the exhaustion, nightmares, and... Oh, yeah, figuring out a way home entirely by myself. I think I'm entitled to a bad mood now and then.
Maybe we would have helped you if you'd let us, but instead you have to be a complete martyr about everything.
You couldn't have helped me. No one could. That's the point. Maybe you're finding your spiritual center, but this place has been a living hell for me. Even Archon thinks I'm going crazy. It's time to go home. Are you with me or not?
Of course I'm with you. That was never a question.
Then what the hell did you want to talk to me about?
Archon.
Oh. Why?
You shouldn't trust her.
Wow. You have got to be...
Just hear me out.
I'm really sick of the stupid bickering, Catherine.
That's not what this is.
So what is it?
She is not a good person, Shauna. She's been lying to us about who she is. I haven't said anything until now because I didn't think she was a danger to us, and plus you two are always together.
So she's a danger to us now?
I'd be breaking my word if I told you exactly what we did.
Well, you're gonna have to give me something.
Can't you just trust me?
Frankly, no. If you want the truth, Archon has been a much better friend to me these past months than you have. She's got her problems, but so do I. So do you. You're way too judgmental. Just because you don't like Archon doesn't mean she's a danger to us.
She did this awful thing, and I helped her do it.
Like what you did here with Jareth?
Well, not exactly. This trap we set, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be standing here right now if it weren't for that.
Catherine, there's time for regret later. We have to leave now or we're not going to make it. And that's a much bigger problem than whatever happened between you and Archon.
But
just tell me all about when we're back in Boston. Come on.
God damn it, Shauna. Just listen
to me. You really would risk missing our one chance to get home just to tell me why you don't like Archon?
If I don't tell you, I'm afraid that something awful will happen.
The only awful thing I can possibly imagine right now is never going home. That this will be the last home I'll ever know. Anything else kind of pales in comparison, you know?
She's not who she says she is. Doesn't that worry you at all?
You've all acted like different people than I thought you were. It's just like the Herald said, I can't rely on any of you.
The Herald?
Just
what?
Do not get in my way, Catherine.
They were snakes. But anyway, what Jareth never discovered was that...
And the ladies have returned. Hello, ladies. How was lady talk?
Pack up. We need to hurry.
I'll take a point.
And it's official. Catherine now hates everyone.
Except for Dana.
You never know. Catherine might secretly loathe her.
That's enough. We're almost there, and I have to concentrate on all the steps. No more talking, okay? Just this once.
I'll do it. It won't be easy, but I'll do it.
You're a saint.
Saint silence. It does have a certain...
Mike! Shh.
We have waited.
So... You ready for a fun night of camping?
No, I've decided we have to leave tonight.
What? What about the whole...
I can't stay here a minute longer. We have to go now.
All right, then.
The clearing's just ahead. Thank God. Hope Jareth's already there.
Shayna?
Yeah?
Is it absolutely necessary for you to cast shift while standing in the clearing?
Sort of. I thought it might be easier to leave from the exact point we arrived. Why?
Well, it is just that, on occasion, small predatory animals pass through that clearing...
What?
I would not desire a Vedenkala or Bargit to run through and disrupt the ritual.
That's a risk I can take, but thanks for your concern. I'm sure they're more scared of us.
Well, it is an exact process, yes. I fear that even the slightest distraction could jeopardize your...
I'd planned on leaving from the clearing a day from now, and since I'll be running on less juice than I'd planned, I'd rather not tweak any other detail, even a little one. It's worth the risk, terrifying as small animals are.
And I can drive hapless interlopers away with my dread magics. They will rue their misfortune at crossing me.
But...
Moot point, we're here. Sorry, Archon. Too late.
Yes, it is.
Jareth's not here.
Was he supposed to be?
Yes.
I have an ill feeling regarding this.
Whatever, he probably fell back asleep after he hung up the phone. That's what Fesmer did.
I did?
Yep, behold, Fesmer was the jerk and not I, Mike. Thank you for that. Great note to leave on.
All right, clear some room, guys. I have to trace the Farsight Circle. Do you see Jareth anywhere, Archon? Archon?
Oh, apologies. I was distracted.
I said, do you see Jareth anywhere?
I do not. What is the trouble, Arkan? You seem...
Guys, I think I just saw... Benzo, wait, someone's out there.
Jareth?
Oh, hell. Oh, hell. Shauna, faster with the circle.
What's going on?
Legionnaires, Kral.
How did they know we were here?
Keith, when I signal, release an arrow.
Attacking is would prove unwise, as we have superior numbers, weaponry, and strength.
Who? Show yourselves.
Oh, come on. They can turn invisible?
I think it's camouflage.
If you have not yet noticed, you are surrounded. I think we did quite well, given such short notice.
This is not fair.
What is not fair, Shay?
Wait, that voice.
I believe that she recognizes your voice, Don Nola.
After living in our house for so long, I would be concerned if she did not. So much trouble for one who is brain-addled. It would not do.
It would not be fair.
What's going on, Shauna?
You're Archon's parents.
Oh, exceptional. Such trouble for a mere simpleton. Is the Brotherhood certain that she is the one?
Arkan?
Minim Baxen will fight, Shayna. Truly, I had no choice.
You're dead, Arkan. Do you hear me?
Ah, this is Keith. Yes, Mother.
Chagrandi, Keith, for your exceptional work. We could not have overcome the Red Circle without you. If you can forgive the deception, there is work for you in the Legion. Especially now that we can increase our presence in Londi without complications.
Go to hell.
Your disposition is unfortunate. Truly, we bear you no ill will. We do only as we must.
This whole time, Arkan, you were planning this all along?
Enough of this. We have a duty to fulfill.
Hey, it's...
Caleb?
Oleung, Fesnar. Have you been well?
I cannot believe I live amongst Legionnaire scum.
You also worked with Legionnaire scum, it would seem. You might pay closer attention to the world around you. Ah. Bui Meek? That is your name, correct?
Hey.
I achieved a promotion on account of you. I wish to express my gratitude.
Oh, man. No, there's no need.
Chagrandi Fai, Meek. And your leg is looking well.
Mike!
Are you finished?
I believe so, yes.
It is late, and we have far to go. Will you come willingly?
Not a chance.
Forgive me.
But it does not seem that you have a choice.
Of course I do.
Shayna...
Do not resist, Shay. Escape is not possible.
Well, that's convenient, because I'm done running. There's another way. A little bird told me.
You finished drawing your circle.
Hey, there's that famed Legionnaire perception.
We have flamecasters and worse trained on you and your friends. What is it that you hope to accomplish?
If you've been paying attention at all, you know. I've been singing the same song for months now.
You will not succeed.
You'd be surprised at how often I hear that.
I can't stop her before.
Work, stupid!
Shay!
Excellent, Arkan. We give you too little credit.
Arkan, no.
You were right about me, Keith. Surely you can find comfort in that.
Arkan, don't!
Arkan. Yes, me?
Why?
Why? I fear that it is not so simple. I suppose there will be answers soon, but for now... Rest, Dokinuna.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment, Episode 12, The Last Home You Will Ever Know, Part 1. Flight was written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer, produced by Becky Davis with assistance from Brad Smith. The director of this episode is Brandon Crose. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Arkan, Christina Milodowicz as Zana, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Brad Smith as Jareth, with additional voices provided by Brandon Crose, Brad Smith, Andrew Schwartz, and Julia Lunetta. The audio podcast was edited by John Galufo, mastered by Andrew Schwartz. Original music composed by Tiven Weinstock. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design. Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment, Episode 12.
It's not written down, so I always forget it. Was written by Brandon Kroos and drawn as Fesmer, Brad Smith as someone, with additional voices provided by Brandon Kroos, Brad Smith, and not Christina. The audio podcast was edited by John Galufo, and the cast, or Second Shift, is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design. I'll take that again.